Overcoming hopelessness. Today, I want to start this blog by reading a letter that was sent to me by a very special person a while back. And yes, she did give me permission to read this letter. Dear Kim, I'm too embarrassed to call you and share this with you, so I choose to send an email. I'm sorry for not returning any of your phone calls. Kim, my heart is broken. I dated a married man for 2 years. I know what you're thinking. Stupid me. Kim, my heart is broken because I got pregnant and he was not happy about it. All of a sudden, he would not return any of my phone calls. I felt betrayed. My first thought was, I don't want to be a baby mama. This wasn't supposed to be me. I have advanced degrees, houses, a high-paying job, and what may look like an American dream to others. Kim, I was so stressed out that I ended up having a miscarriage. That threw me into a depression pit. Kim, I'm 37 years old. What if I've really screwed things up for myself? What if I never get pregnant again? What if I never get married? I don't want to die old and lonely. But you know what, Kim? I actually feel old, lonely, and like I'm dying slowly. Kim, help me. I feel lost. I don't know what to do anymore. Now, we can go 100 different directions with this. We can talk about betrayal. We can talk about the steps, the decisions she made before she even entered that relationship, but we're going to narrow this down a little bit. When I read her letter, immediately I felt a sense of hopelessness. Hope is always around us. Disconnecting from that hope is what causes the feeling of hopelessness. See, when we wake up with a heartbeat, that's hope. When we look up and see that we have shelter, food, water, and we look outside and we can bear witness to the sunlight, that's hope. But it's only when we forget that in our mind, that's when hopelessness sets in. At the top of the letter, she apologized for not returning my phone calls. That tells me she was alienating herself. When we feel depressed, we have to watch isolating ourselves, because in that space, we can start to feel as if we are no longer worthy of love or support. And many times people close themselves off because they fear further pain and rejection. Ironically, this adds to the pain because you're not positioning yourself to receive love. To defeat the feeling of hopelessness, it's good to identify a support system. Now, that support system can be made up of one person or more. It can be a family member, a friend, a counselor, but we need somebody we can release to. Disconnect from the shame, the blaming of ourselves. If you have a support system, I personally feel like you can do anything in this world, because when you know that somebody has your back, that feels empowering. Next, in the letter she said, stupid me. We have to watch our language, because the brain is constantly recording messages, and we have to be mindful to record a new message. Behavior follows belief. What we believe is what will come through our behavior. Now, for me, as a counselor, it's very important that positive messages go into me at the top of my day so they can continue to be released throughout my day. So I start my day out with listening to a powerful song that makes me feel amazing. I'll listen to a podcast or an audiobook because that's important for me. So we have to make sure that we control those messages if we want to control that feeling of hopelessness. Now, she did make the choice to entertain a married man with a family. That means she accepted someone who could only give her a piece of himself. That small piece left her feeling in pieces. It ended the way it started. Now, she asked the question, what if I never get married? Now, if you really want to be somebody's number one, you cannot settle for being number two. The most important relationship is the relationship that we have with ourselves, what we believe about ourselves. And that's always going to be key when trying to overcome a feeling like hopelessness. For my special person that wrote me the letter, I'm proud to say she entered counseling. She took 2 weeks off of her job and traveled to a beautiful vacation spot and is now functioning at an amazing level. Now, if you need some help jump-starting your narrative, just repeat after me. I am amazing. I can and I will overcome hopelessness. Enjoy your day, my friend. Onward, upward, and beyond.